Hi guys, I'm back with another episode. I took a little break last week, but I'm back this week. I have two episodes coming this week, continuing with the Floribama Shore recaps. And if you would like, I do have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/dimtu. I just did a Snooki and JWoww episode with Colin Drucker, which was so much fun. And I have a Siesta Key episode on there. I have so many random bonus episodes and so many episodes coming. So if you're interested in that, patreon.com/dimtu. If not, thank you so much for listening. And please leave me a good rating and review. Thank you so much. Bye. Hey, Julie.
Hi, Justine.
Thank you so much for joining me for a last
Absolutely.
minute Floribama Shore episode. You're my girl. I knew that you'd have my back on this, so thank you.
Absolutely. You know, I'm always down and I love Floribama, so I totally enjoyed watching the episode at the gym. I probably look like such an asshole because I had my iPad with the episode going, and then I had my phone next to it with my workout going. So people are probably like, what is this bitch doing watching this trashy shit while she works out? But I'm like, I'm loving it. It's great. I have so many opinions on this episode. I'm excited.
Me too. And honestly, well, like I'm like slowly building my little gym at home, but like that's what I do, honestly. I watch all these shows like while I'm working out, and like it's such a good time to watch them, but it's funny that you were like
Yeah.
thinking that other people are judging you for
It
it.
makes the time go by faster. I actually have taken a page out of your book and started listening to podcasts when I work out sometimes because I get sick of listening to the same music all the time, even though there's millions of songs out there. So the last week or so, I've been watching shows and listening to podcasts while I do my workouts.
I definitely go through my moods. Like sometimes
Yeah.
I'll just be in like I don't know, like sometimes I'll just like need to listen to house music or something while I'm like lifting
Right.
heavy, but then other times I'm just like I need a podcast, or sometimes I'll watch like travel vloggers
Oh, how
on
funny.
YouTube in the background. Like I don't know, it just all depends on the mood. Whatever gets you through that day, right?
Exactly. The last week or so, does this ever happen to you when you've been working out a lot and it's like the end of the day and my body feels restless? I don't know how else to explain it. Other than I feel like I'm uncomfortable because I'm so sore and I feel like my body can't relax. Does that ever happen to you? It's almost like a tension, like you're just tense.
I know the feeling, but not really, just because like I smoke a lot of pot.
I was gonna say
So
that's when the weed works. That's when I get the
yeah.
bowl out and I smoke a bowl and I go to sleep and I'm all happy again.
Yeah, like after I work out in the morning, if I don't have to leave my house for the rest of the day, like I will just smoke pot through the rest of the day, 'cause it also like gives me like the appetite that I need to like be eating as much as I need to be eating, and like,
Right.
so
I wish I could give you my last 10 pounds and then we'd be right where we both wanted to
I
be,
know,
probably.
I know, I hate like saying it, but like it's true, like gaining the weight is like just as hard as losing it, right? Like it
Well,
goes like
yeah,
both
and
ways.
I think it actually might be harder, honestly, because in order for you to gain weight, you're probably eating a lot of high calorie foods, which in turn can make you feel like shit if you're eating shitty food. So it's almost kind of harder because when you're trying to lose weight, you eat healthy food and your body feels better. So I don't know, are you kind of like eating ice cream and stuff like that, or are you just trying to do like lean protein type of
Yeah,
thing?
I try to stay pretty healthy,
Good, good.
but I still do like, you know, the fast food like twice a week and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's
It's hard. People want to go, "Oh, so hard. Must be so hard to have to gain weight." But it's just, I mean, that's just jealousy, honestly.
it's about just like being the best version of yourself, and
Exactly.
as Jeremiah says, the only person who has to be good with you is yourself.
I actually feel like I fell in love with Jeremiah in this episode, and I usually think he's such a pussy, but it gave me a whole new view to him in this episode.
As big of a douchebag he is, and as much as we all know, I cannot stand his personality, but his face, his body is like absolute perfection to me. Sometimes he's right. So
Yeah.
let's just get into this
Let's
episode
get into
because
it.
there's a
Yeah.
lot of it. So we start off with this fight at Newbies that happened from the last episode. And so the last episode that I did was with Lauren and Sonique from Everybody Wants Something. And we were just talking about like the whole racial thing of the show because Candace had put out a YouTube video saying that two people in the house who weren't her or Kirk were using the N-word with the hard R's on it. And she would not say who it was. She insinuated one of them was Courtney, but she
I'm
didn't
not surprised about
confirm.
that.
And then the other person she would not say. And so our whole episode, we were saying like it's possible for any of them. It was just like the scale of like who's most likely to least likely. But we were
I feel
talking.
like Kirk and Candace are the least likely to say it, which is the funniest part. I feel like they're above that. I've never seen them say it on the show, but I feel like they're above using that type of language.
Yeah. Well, there was the one episode where Kirk was drunk and he said it, and then Courtney,
Oh,
or sorry, Candace yelled
it
at
was a big
him.
fight.
And that's why she made the YouTube video, because she was saying that the reason I got so mad at him was because we had a talk not to say that, because we didn't want the rest of the house to think it was okay to say that just if we said it or whatever. But the reason I'm bringing that up was because I think that something else in this bar at Newbies happened more than the guy saying that Gus was an F slur. I think that a racial comment was thrown around, and I think that's why Candace and Kirk were the first people like ready to go. Because Candace was like, I'm not taking shit from this guy, and Kirk was the first one to like throw a punch. So I think a racial comment was said.
And you would think that MTV would like use that as a teaching moment. You know how they like to do the in between the show and the like, if you're a victim
If
of
you or someone
domestic
you know,
violence,
head
or
to xrsexlife.org, Teen Mom. Yeah.
exactly. Like head to don't use the n-word.com. Like I feel like if that happened, they might have wanted to put it in the show because it's controversial. But it does make sense looking back at that scene, seeing how upset Kirk and Candace were. I don't know though. I'm not sure.
Because
I
the show kind of took a turn into a different area, right? Like,
Right.
honestly, okay, I'm just gonna say this now. If COVID did anything to the world, it was ruin reality TV, right? Like,
Yeah.
not one reality show has gotten better because of COVID. They've
Oh
all
no, it's so
gotten worse.
boring. Yeah.
And for every show has their own setup for its own different reasons. But one thing that happened with, all this other like less fighting and less going out to bars with Flora Bama Shore was they finally, after 4 seasons, started acknowledging that the cast is this multicultural cast where there's finally two black cast members on like this all white type of show. And then there's like these people from the South that people would assume are racist because they're like white people from Florida with these two black, and like finally they acknowledge that. And so yeah, it's just interesting that they didn't acknowledge that before, because it's clear that that was kind of an issue before that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And I did think it was funny during this fight that the guy that's making like he the first thing he said is look at that hair. So that's how he pointed out Gus, look at that hair. And I thought it was so funny that that guy is making that comment and then Candace knocks his hat off and guess what? He's fucking bald. Like he is balding. He's hat fishing, okay? He's hat fishing. He's the dude that's wearing a hat in every photo because he's like covering up his receding hairline or his bald spot. And it's like, did you have to make a, you were just, it's such a jealous comment for Gus's like luxurious hair. You have to make that comment knowing that you're balding. Like, that is just such a great representation of the type of people that make comments about other people.
I 100% agree. It's almost like I just recorded with Colin and we were talking about Snooki and JWoww and Roger versus Gianni. Like, why does Roger have small dick energy when he's 6'5" commenting on Gianni, who's 5'1", who has big dick energy? It's literally the same thing, but with hair, right? Yeah. Like, this, like, you can say whatever you want about Gus, but he's like a conventionally like attractive man.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's got a pretty face. He's got a nice tan. He's got abs. He's got nice eyes. He's got nice hair.
I mean, he's attractive enough to be gracing the front of romance novels. So, yeah. Like, he's,
and
like,
he looks fucking good doing it.
Yes, he does. He's in the newer, updated Fabio for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So during this fight, Amy's actually getting punches in on the guy. I was like, whoa, Amy was just like with the one hand just going.
It's so funny. Like, I've never been in a fight before. I just talk a lot of shit. But they were all getting punches in. Like, this was a real fight. And it was fun to watch, definitely.
Yeah. Reality TV in the first season is always the best. Like, I will always say that Jersey Shore season one is one of the best things in the world. Because, you know, you see JWoww, like, throw those massive punches to the girl in the club. And you see her just clocking this girl in the face. But, like, that would never happen in season two. You know what I mean? There's, like, way too much on the line. There's, like, way too much money and lawsuits and stuff on the line. Oh, so, yeah. Same
because
thing.
Because now they're somebody. Before, they were just a random person on a trial version of a TV show that they didn't know if it was going to go anywhere. So once you become somebody, you got to kind of take it down a notch.
Exactly. Just, was it season two or three when Amy gets into the fight at the bar and punches the girl in the face and the girl sues her? Do you remember this?
Yes, because she knows who she is. Because
she's like, I'm getting money off you. And Amy fucking decked the girl in the face. And the producers were like, Amy, like, you shouldn't have done that.
Can't do that. Yep. They're going to come after MTV if they can't get anything out of you. Yeah. Crazy.
Okay, so we go back to the house now and everyone's like just drunk reminiscing on that fight at the club as they did the last episode with the dollar beer draft fight as well. And Kirk is making this speech. He's standing on the table and he's drunk. He's got his Bud Light in his hand and he's like, listen, I love all of you guys. I will take a bullet for all of you. I don't care if you're wrong and you're being a dumbass. Like, I will fuck someone up for you. And then Jeremiah just has to buzzkill the whole thing. And he's like, well, I'm not going to do that, Kirk.
He really is a Debbie Downer. Like, he just like, wah, wah. Did you know that feline, like, cancer is the number one killer in house cats? Like, he definitely has to ruin the vibe. The vibe was definitely pumped up, and it was a good feeling. And then he just kind of had to be like, I'm not doing that. If you're wrong, you're wrong.
Such a fucking buzzkill. Like, you have all the opportunity in the world to, like, boost people up, and you just bring them down. Like,
but when you think of it logically, I agree with him.
Okay. There were points he said where I agreed with him, but right here, Kirk had a talking head that I really loved where he's like, dude, like, we're just drunk. Like, not everything has to be so serious. Like, just live a little, bro.
Yeah.
And exactly. I was like, I agree with that talking head. And then Cody is drunk and he starts calling Jeremiah out and he's like, Jeremiah, I know y'all wouldn't have our backs if something went down. he's like, I know you wouldn't have my back in a fight. And then Jeremiah's like, you guys don't understand. It's like about my family.
I have a family of brothers that look up to me. Yeah, he takes it to, he doesn't know how to, like, just chill out and have a little fun. It's not always so serious. And just because someone is saying, I would take a bullet for you, doesn't mean you actually have to take a bullet for them. Like, it's just an expression.
Yes, exactly.
Relax.
Yes. And okay, I totally get Jeremiah's point, though, when he says, like, listen, people always want to fight me, because it's true. Like, people do always want to fight the biggest guy at the bar. Drunk guys want to.
He looks like a douchebag. And
drunk guys always want to fight the biggest guy in the bar. So I can see that Jeremiah does have that problem where every time he goes out, someone wants to try to kick his ass and it gets tiring for him. Mm-hmm. Like, I totally understand that. And I totally understand how he's like, listen, I like grew up differently than the rest of you. I have two little brothers who look up to me and I don't want them to see me like fighting people. I get that. But at the same time, it's like you said, like not everything is so fucking serious. And it's like, you're with these, you know, nine other people or whatever it is. What's the math on that? Is it four guys and four girls?
Four guys and four girls. Yeah, I think they've got an even number on.
Okay, So you're with all these other people,
right?
And it's like nothing serious is happening. Like, you're not gonna be pounding someone's face to the ground. They just want to know that if something were to ever go down, you're gonna be there instead of running away.
Right, and everything that he said in a sober conversation is very logical and makes sense. Like, if you're wrong, I'm not going to be on your side. And I have family that looks up to me and I need to do the right thing. Yes, that's a very sober, logical conversation. But that's not what was happening right then. This was after a fight. Like, everybody's adrenaline was high. They're drunk or still a little tipsy. And they're like, oh, I would take a bullet for you guys. I love you. I'm there for you. I will fight
for
you.
Yeah, just go with the vibe.
Yeah, just be like, yeah, totally. And then if it ever happens, you can just be like, bro, I'm not going to jail. I got brothers that look up to me. That's basically it.
Yeah, like, he's acting like they want him to step in and just beat the shit out of everyone that they ever come in contact. And they're not asking that of him. They're just asking him to just be around in case something were to go down.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I don't think is too much to ask out of any friend. So I get where he's coming from. He doesn't want to step in and be Mr. Tough Guy.
Yeah.
But just fucking be there, Jeremiah. Just don't
enjoy the
you don't have to be moment. Such a buzzkill about everything all the time.
Exactly. Exactly. Debbie Downer for sure.
So we get the scene of Jeremiah calling his brother Josh / Josiah. And I know
Is his name really Josiah?
I think it is, yeah.
Okay, so his family's like Christian, homeschooling.
Yeah, for sure. Jeremiah, okay. Josiah. I don't
the
other brother is like never seen anywhere.
It almost sounds like he's part of the Duggars, because those are
I know too. All do. Okay, the very first time I ever watched the Duggars, it was when it was probably like 17 or 18 kids and counting, like around there. And then I remember the opening scene being like, all of our kids have J names. And I was like, well, one of them's got to be named Justine. And then I heard all of them and I'm like, really, all those J names and there's not one Justine? Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, like, how do you get Joanna and not have a Justine? Well, because they're biblical. Is Justine biblical?
I don't think so. I was named after Justine Bateman from Family Ties. Fun fact.
Oh, I've never seen that, but that's interesting.
My dad like heard that name and thought it was like so cool. My mom wanted to name me Megan.
You are not a Megan.
I know, right?
That would be so weird. That would be so weird if you were a Megan. Yeah, Justine definitely fits you. I like that name. But yeah, I believe that all of the Duggar kids are biblical J names. So that's why. Darn. Could have been a Duggar name.
Yeah. I know. Why am I so upset over that? I'm like, I don't want to be named us.
I'm Julie and I'm not a Duggar name.
There's either. Is there a Julie? Is there a Julia? Or
probably
like a Juliet?
I don't know. I'm really not sure. I think those people are crazy pants, so I don't really watch it.
Yeah.
So
But speaking of Jeremiah's and Josiah's, that we want to talk about. In this scene where Jeremiah is calling his brother, I just had to make a note that he looked perfect. Like the backwards hat without the shirt, like,
I'm just not physically attracted to him at all. Like, I don't think I'd ever look at him and like want to talk to him.
Okay, if I was like,
brother's even less attractive.
Oh, his brother is a whole different fucking level, and we'll get to his brother in a second. But like, if I were to see Jeremiah like on a beach with like the backwards hat with like his body like that, I would be like, I need to go fucking give this guy my number. Like, no.
Yeah, I would do the opposite. I would just be like,
ignore the personality.
No, like, I'm not physically attracted to him at all.
Oh my God. You guys make me feel like I'm fucking crazy.
He's generally attractive, but not to me. I just don't like big dudes like that, because I think it's because I know that they're so into themselves. I don't know. Like, I like a dad bod. I like a decently fit guy. But if he's Jeremiah level fit, I feel like all he cares about is what he looks like. And that's probably why I'm not attracted.
Yeah, but he's good just to, like, fucking chuck. Like, not to date.
Fucking he's chuck. Just like, I've never heard that before. That's brilliant.
Heard fucking chuck before?
I've never heard that. That's pretty
You've funny. Never heard I me like say that. That before?
No, I've never
that's,
heard that.
That's
I
funny.
Love that. I love it. Yeah.
No, or as Colin Drucker says, it's like getting food from a restaurant. Like, he's good to eat just there, but he's not good to bring home and reheat at the end of the night.
Yeah. I mean, you could.
He's only good in the moment.
You couldn't even put him in the air fryer and like make him good later on.
Yeah.
And that's really saying something, because you can like reheat almost anything in the air fryer and it's going to be good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, but I have my opinions on him later in the episode that have kind of changed my mind about him being attractive. So we'll definitely get to that.
All right. So they go on a boat. The whole house decides to rent these like pontoon boats and go out on the lake. And there's like some funny moments where like Candace is afraid of sharks and it just ends up being a dolphin.
It's a dolphin.
And there's a moment where Cody was in the water the whole time and he had his wallet in his shorts.
Oh, God.
Which fucking sucks. I feel like everyone's been there where you have to like dry out your money. He's like pulling his credit cards and his dollar bills out of his pocket. I thought
he's
that was
so
funny.
Relatable, because he's like, I just want to make sure that the Amex is okay. Like, I had to pre-qualify for that. And he's like, you know, I just don't want to lose my 0% interest for 12 months. And I'm like, this is such a relatable thing, because it's everyone's dream to have an Amex. Like, I dream of having an Amex one day.
Oh my God, I would die to have an Amex. But like, you can't hold a balance on them, can you?
I think that there are some that you can. I think they've kind of changed things around a little bit. But an Amex is such a status symbol. It's like,
I know. I only wanted one because you can get like concert tickets before everyone else.
Oh yeah, you get advanced.
They at least like at
there's
the big
benefits.
Like summer concert theater here in Toronto, there's like the Molson Amp. They call it like the Budweiser stage now, but it's the same thing. It's like the big outdoor venue, but they had like the American Express lounge, where if you got your tickets from American Express card, you get like this lounge that's right beside the stage that you get to like, it's literally on the stage right beside, and you just get to chill and have drinks there and like watch the show from there instead of your seat. Like,
okay, so when you come to visit, you should come in like September, because the weather will be nice. It won't be snowing yet. And then we can go to the mountains and stuff, but we could go see a concert at Red Rocks. Have you seen, is it like on your list of places to see a show?
I know, but
gotta look it up. Red Rocks is amazing. It's an outdoor venue. It's absolutely gorgeous. You're surrounded by like the Red Rocks and everything. It's so freaking cool. I wonder if there's any concerts in like September.
Okay,
that'd be
well,
so much fun.
Look it up, because like I said, if I could drive across the border, like no problem. Like if they're opening the borders for that soon, And I can drive to Buffalo. Like that flight from Buffalo to Denver was like $150.
That's
So
so crazy. It's so funny
direct.
how you make friends as podcasters. You just click and then you're like, I can't wait to meet you. I am so excited. Like, I feel like you're my best friend. I listening to We Love to Hate Everything and all of the Jody and Amanda podcasts, I feel so dumb because I'm ex so excited for them to meet. I'm like, is it
Honestly,
time for them to meet
okay.
yet? What are
Colin
they
and
doing?
I were literally just talking about that and how excited we are for them. And then me and Colin were saying that like they better fucking call us in on
Yeah.
their little like call because me and him are so excited for
So I
them.
was listening to the episode yesterday and they were talking about the one chip challenge that they're going to do when they're together. And so I texted Amanda and I was like, you guys have to do video for that one chip challenge. Like, because they were just talking about doing audio. And I'm like, you have to do video. Are you
Even if
kidding
they
me?
just put the video on Patreon or something and
Yes,
have the
that's a good
audio for
idea.
main feed, yeah.
I'd sign up for Patreon just to see that video, like, and just keep it forever. Because
Iconic.
I'm pretty sure I already have them on Patreon. But yes, I'm so excited for them that like every once in a while I'll just be like, I can't wait for you guys to meet. I'm so excited for you. And it's so funny because I feel that way about like you and about Melinda. Like I need to go meet Melinda. And you just find these friends that have this common interest and you're like, oh, I've never met you and we've only known each other for a few months, but like I feel like you're my best friend. So
I know, like
do
on
the
Saturday when I was in the
thing.
falls with my girl, I was like talking about you and I was like,
Aww.
Julie would be so fucking fun if she was here
I
because
would
we were
love
just
it.
like, like being flirty with guys that were walking by and
Oh,
stuff
yeah.
and
I would love
like
it.
guys we were meeting at the bar because I was like trying to find her a guy
I
and I
was
was
so
just like
happy that you guys were having fun. But then I was also like, I missed you. I was like, I sent you all these TikTok videos and I wasn't getting an answer. And then I sent Justine a video that was like, I'm gonna need you to like stop having fun and start sending me TikTok videos again. And I was just like, I'm glad you're having a good time, but I miss you.
I was like, I, because you've always said that you wanted to like do the whole Niagara Falls thing. So I was
Yeah.
like, I need you to come here and like go to this bar and just be at a bar where there's like 200 guys that look exactly like Justin Bieber. Because that's what every
Oh.
like Niagara Falls nightlife is like. Every guy looks
Love
like
it.
Justin Bieber. Every
I would
guy
love
is,
it. I'm
yeah.
like down to do all the cheesy stuff. I'm like, take me to the cheesiest places. I'll
Yep.
do the cheesiest things. I'm down for it. I would definitely flirt with randos. Yesterday at the water park, some guy like was almost like not catcalling. He was like whistling at me, but he was like, ooh, hey girl, hey girl. Like I walked past him like three times just because of where his seat was in relation to where my locker was at the water park. And so he like basically made comments a few times to me. And then this morning I told Ryan, I was like, some guy was like catcalling me, and he was like, ooh, yay. And I was like, come on. I was like, nobody's hit on me in like 15 years. It was exciting. He almost looked like such a douchebag. That guy looked like a fucking Chuck type of guy because he was like dumb tattoos, like fit and hot bad boy who he would like cheat on you with your cousin, like
My
Amy's
favorite kind of
ex-husband or
guys.
ex-boyfriend. Just
Seriously,
a total
though.
douchebag. You would like want to fuck him and never talk to him again because
Yeah.
that guy was like no good, you know? And it was like I was like, yeah, that's that type of guy, but I still felt good about it. I was like, I'm into it. Like I thank you.
Girl,
Bye.
like, we were like walking, and, like, all these dudes were like trying to talk to, like, you would have loved your life if
You
you were
look
with
so
us.
hot. I was like, ooh, look at you, all dressed
Yeah,
up with somewhere to go. Yeah.
it was fucking amazing. Like, it, I don't know, it just felt so good to like feel back to normal again
Right, back to
without
real
like all
life.
these restrictions. And like, we had one of the world's largest
It's
longest
insane.
lockdowns, which is absolutely insane.
Insane.
So
I
it
know.
just made me want to just like go out more, start to travel, like live my life
Yeah.
again
Well, you
because
never know when shit's gonna shut down again.
exactly, I spent a year and
So.
a half not living my life, ready to live it again. So
Yep, there you go.
Okay, so there's a moment really quick that's not really important, but everyone just kind of like laying in bed and talking. And Jeremiah says that him and Kayla Jo never had sex.
Right, but he
This
tried.
shocked me. What about you?
I mean, I feel like they, well, you know what? I haven't watched all the episodes. So I was going to say, I feel like they haven't hung out that much, but she didn't seem that into him. He seemed more into her. He said he tried to have sex with her, but they didn't have sex.
I just can't imagine denying Jeremiah. If he was like on like that body, I'm sorry. Like you worked hard for
Yeah.
that. Like I just gotta
That's
give
true.
that up.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't super surprised about it, but you know. So that do you think that's the reason why he's not into her anymore? Because she wouldn't have sex with him?
I think Jeremiah is a complicated man, and
Yeah.
I think that he's the type of guy that might stop having sex with a woman mid-sex and be like, I'm not
Oh.
into it anymore.
Oh,
And like,
no.
do you know what
Oh,
I mean?
God.
Like,
Yeah,
I feel like
that's
Jeremiah
awful.
has like his own kind of sexuality issues.
Yeah.
I've said this before that there's so many rumors and conspiracy theories I've seen online within the fandom
Oh, yeah.
about like him potentially being gay and like loving Gus, and Gus isn't gay but pretends to be gay.
See, I don't think he's gay. I think that he has to be the chaser. And once he catches someone and they turn around and walk towards him, he's done. He has to be the chaser. I feel like he's just not interested if a girl becomes interested in him, which is so annoying.
No,
So.
100%. And I have a really dark conspiracy theory about him that
Ooh, do tell.
we will okay, well, fuck it. I'll just scroll down. We'll just do like a non we'll just talk. Okay, so his brother Josh comes to the house, right? Which we'll get into in a bit, but my conspiracy theory was, okay, so you know how Josh comes to the house and he meets everyone. And then Jeremiah and Josh kind of have this moment together where Jeremiah is like, yeah, the guys in the house are cool. Like everyone kind of bullies me for being homeschooled and whatnot. And like, you know, the guys are cool, but I don't think I could hang out with any of the girls, especially Nilsa. And then Jeremiah and then Josh is like, oh, why is that? Jeremiah is like, did you see her? She like walked right past you. Which like we'll get into because she did do that. But then Josh is like, yeah, I'm not into the stuck up thing either. But then Josh and Nilsa have sex at the end of the night and they're like all over each other at the bar on the cab ride home, like they have sex. So my conspiracy theory is that Jeremiah told Josh to fuck her and never talk to her again because he knew that Nilsa had that hardcore insecurity, which she's talked about up to here and talks about the whole season about like how she got divorced, how like she doesn't feel good about herself, and that's why she like wears so much makeup and does her fillers and whatnot. So I think that Jeremiah was like, she's gonna be obsessed with you, fuck her, and because you know what ends up happening with them.
Do you think that he's that calculating? Like, I just don't think
I
he's that
kind of think
smart.
Jeremiah is. No, I got.
Really?
I've watched. This is like my 10th time watching this episode, and I never thought about it until
Okay.
today when I was watching it for this. But something just clicked in me, and I honestly think that the two of them together had that shit calculated.
I guess I would think if there was any type of conspiracy, I would guess that he would tell his brother to have sex with her so she became like really obsessed with him and he could have reasons to come back on the show. Like if I was to think that they were in cahoots together, that's what I would think. But I don't know. That's really interesting. I never thought of that before.
I can just picture Jeremiah being like such a piece of shit guy that would like do something like that, because the fact that he, I don't know, he just seems to really hate Nilsa, which like is fine, is for his own reason. She hates him just as much. So in my head, that's fair because Nilsa hates Jeremiah for talking down to her. So she wants to fuck his brother. And in his head, he's like, oh, well, I want my brother to fuck you and then like never talk to you again.
It's kind of tricky though, because it's like, what if his brother ended up really liking her or falling in love with her? Then you're kind of like, your whole thing backfired.
And that's honestly not to like jump ahead a couple episodes, but that's honestly what I think happened. I think that Josh did that. He was like, oh, well, I'm gonna go see my older brother. I'm gonna get drunk. I'm gonna fuck this girl. And he ended up actually genuinely liking her, having a good time with her. And then that whole thing happened, and it just like ended up working out that way. Like,
I don't know. That's a good theory. I'm into that. You got all the good conspiracy theories.
yeah, I just watched it way too many times that like I just have to come up with this shit. I would love to just like talk to one of them and just like ask them what actually happened.
Watching this show just makes me go, like, I want to be friends with these people. And I was watching it and I was like, casting did a fantastic job on this
Incredible.
show. They got the
Incredible.
perfect cast of characters. They're all different. They're all like, I just, they're all likable in their own ways. There's nobody on that cast that I don't like at all, that I hate. I like every single one of them, some more than others, but they did a fantastic job.
And I feel like I've said this before, but like compare this to Jersey Shore, where like in Jersey Shore there was always like a hero and a villain, like someone that you liked and didn't like. Where with Floribama Shore, at one point or another, anyone is the hero or the villain. You know what I mean? Like you always love and hate someone at one point or another. There's no direct Snooki, I'm always gonna love you, and there's no one like that on Floribama.
I
Every
think
episode or every season, it changes.
I think the cast is a great representation of regular everyday people. Like, we all have a little villain inside of us. We all have a little hero inside of us. So I think that it's just a good representation of people in general. Definitely.
Yeah. There's a moment that like really doesn't mean anything, but Candace is getting ready for her man Matthew to come over to the house. So she like is wearing her hair kind of like half up, and she has it in like a bandana. And Kurt comes up and he goes, "She on X Games mode." And I was
I
like,
laughed at
"That's a
that.
TikTok noise." Did you
Oh,
notice
is
that?
it? I didn't know that.
I was like, "Whoa, TikTok."
I just remember hearing, like, saying and hearing that phrase, like, as a younger person. But that's really funny. Yeah, I
I
laughed
never
at
knew
that. I
that
liked it.
phrase until TikTok,
Oh,
so.
that's funny. That's funny. Is it actually his voice saying it?
No. It's
Oh,
like a
okay.
different, but still, I was like,
That's
whoa.
so funny. Yeah. I do you think Josh is attractive?
No.
I don't either.
Okay,
He's the
okay.
less attractive brother.
So the season that like just happened that I covered on my Patreon, season four, I thought he was like good looking then.
I was gonna say, is it a hair thing
Because he got
or
rid of the
just
hair. And
overall?
also like I talked a lot about on that season how Josh and Jeremiah, they were both homeschooled, they're both the same person. They both have the same values, but Josh can pull off the acting normal better than Jeremiah can. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make
Like
sense.
he's better at being around a group of people than Jeremiah is. So I thought Josh looked better like this current season when he showed up. In this season one, not a
No.
chance. He's disgusting.
And all I could think about, I'm sorry. I'm so bad at the whole recap thing because my ADHD brain just goes.
No,
like,
no, no. I
oh yeah, that
honestly,
one thing. Oh yeah, that one thing.
Honestly, I love the just like talking all over the. I actually
okay, cool.
love that.
So when we see the when you see them having sex and it's like the camera like night vision camera, all I could think about was like his feet look dirty, and it just creeped me out. Did you notice that? They kept like zooming into his feet, and I was like, his feet look dirty. I'm so grossed out. I don't know.
Their moment when the camera zoomed in on them having sex, I was like, this is a little too intense for me.
It felt like a really long scene.
It was like they showed him full on like thrusting inside of her. I was like,
I know.
Jersey Shore never showed this.
I remember
like,
I'm watching this on my iPad at the gym. Like, what is she watching? Porn at the gym? Like, and he said something. Oh my God. She said, will you tell me if I smell or taste like old pasta or something? What does she say? Do you have that written down?
Yeah. So,
oh God,
they come home from the club that night, and they're like making out, and she's like wrapping her legs around them, and they're just kind of like rolling all over the bed, and then she's like, "Tell me if I smell like weird pasta." But then it kept flashing to downstairs, and they were eating pasta. So I'm assuming that like she might have came home and like.
I was like, where the hell did that come from? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was a. Nilsa doesn't know
he,
how to be hot with
goes,
guys.
He goes, "I love pasta," and I was like, "Oh my God, I'm so grossed out."
Yeah. Okay, who would you rather, Jeremiah or Josh?
Jeremiah.
Yay! Okay,
because
finally.
I feel like Jeremiah. Okay, here is my revelation in watching this episode. Jeremiah is the guy you marry. He's the guy you marry. He's good looking, and he's sensitive. That's the guy you want to marry. Like, he is sweet. And sensitive? No? Okay, why not?
Neither of them are.
Well, I'm not saying between
I don't know.
Him and his brother.
Jeremiah is just like way too serious.
I was really attracted to him at the end, which we can get there when we get there. But at the end of the episode, I was like, that's the
guy
you want to marry.
Like, Jeremiah is like one of my number one reality TV crushes. Like,
right.
Guys, I would fuck in 2 seconds, but his personality is just like not there for me.
Yeah, but he seems like he might want to cuddle you, and I don't know, I just really liked him in the end scene. I guess that I was into.
Are you talking about when he gets into the fight with Kirk and Cody over Amy?
Yes. It seems like he has good values. Like, he may be super serious and not be able to relax and like chill out, but he seems like at the core of who he is, he has good values, which is hard to find. So I did really enjoy that scene with him.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So
okay.
Everyone's leaving the club. So there's like Nilsa, Josh, Jeremiah, and whoever, Courtney, mm-hmm. in one cab. And then Cody, Amy, Kirk, and Candace are in the other cab. And they're like, oh, what do you think is going on? Whatever. And then there's this whole moment where Cody and Kirk, they're just like so drunk. And Cody especially, right? Like, Cody's my boy. Like, I fucking love him. He's
I do too.
He's the funniest person on the show by far.
Yeah.
And he's like, girl, you need to come to my bed. And then he does this like weird like come here like claw
come
motion
hither.
He's like, I'll have your toes curling like this, girl.
Oh my God.
So it was funny. And then Amy, everyone in this taxi ride is beyond hammered. Mm-hmm. So Amy goes, it's never going to happen. Like, I love you as a brother. Like, I love you, Gus, Jeremiah. I love all you guys as my brothers. Like, I'm not sexually attracted to you because I look at you guys as my brothers. And for some reason in Kirk's, that just like triggers something in his head. And for some reason, he gets so offended by that. And he's like, Amy, I love you. And I promise, but like, I promise if I wanted to fuck you, I could fuck you. That's what he said to her.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like this entire conversation was basically a drunken conversation that did not need to happen. And
for 100% it was a drunk conversation that never needed to happen. However, I felt like they were being a little, I feel like Cody and Kirk were both just like offended. Like they took it the wrong way.
Well, and I think that it wouldn't have even gone that direction if Amy, if Cody would have said his dumb thing about toes curling and all that, and Amy would have been like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever, and then just gone on with the day, with the conversation elsewhere, it would have never gone anywhere. Yeah. But she, I feel like Amy, she is so sensitive. She took it serious. And this is, again, it's just a drunken conversation where no one is thinking clearly. She took it seriously. She felt the need to tell everyone how they're like brothers to her. And then it went like way off the rails, like just nowhere where it needed to be. But yeah, I felt like the boys were really mean. And I fell in love with Jeremiah in the kitchen in that scene, the next scene. It was, I just felt like he was standing up for what was right, as what he said at the beginning of the episode of, if you're in the wrong, I'm not going to have your side. I'm going to have the side of what's right. And so that's where you kind of see his values coming out. And I don't know if he was drunk like everybody else. Maybe he was a little bit more sober, but I really enjoyed seeing him in that scene in the kitchen.
Yeah, there was this moment where Amy and Courtney were outside, like having a cigarette together or whatever. And Amy was like, I'm upset because they were saying that if I was the last girl on earth, they wouldn't have sex with me. Like, I know I'm not the prettiest girl, but I'm pretty sure if I was the last girl on earth, you'd probably be pretty be excited to have me, which like, it's true.
That made me giggle because I'm like, you are so right. Obviously you wouldn't have to be anywhere near the last girl on earth, but what an absurd thing to say. If you were the last girl on earth, I wouldn't want to have sex with you. I'd just like jerk it. That's so stupid. That's such a dumb man thing to say. Cause it's not, there's no truth to it at all. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, back inside, Kirk's like, Kirk is so butthurt over this. Mm. He's like, she can say she doesn't want to fuck us, but we're not trying. But I'm telling you, like, it'd be different if, like, I was hitting on her in a club. And to, like, be honest, bro, like, I wouldn't even look at her twice. And then Cody's like, yeah, I wouldn't either. And that's what kind of set Jeremiah off, because Jeremiah's like, you guys don't need to do that. Like, Jeremiah's like, you know how many times girls have come up to me in the club and told me like they wanted me and I wasn't feeling them? He's like, I was never rude to them, bro. I just told them like nicely. It's not for, like, you don't have to say that stuff.
Yeah. And he says like, she's right outside. She could hear you. Yeah. You don't need to be talking like this where she could hear you. And they're like, we don't care. We told her the same thing.
Yeah, Cody's hammered. Cody's like, I don't care if she's listening or not. Like,
that's so mean. And yeah, Jeremiah's just like, it's not necessary. He's like, you know how she feels about herself, how she's self-conscious. You know that she was in this long-term relationship and she got her heart broken. And this guy was like always telling her how she didn't look good and she wasn't good enough. He's like, the last thing she needs is for you guys to be saying stuff like this about her. And I just wanted to hug him in that moment because I was like, yes, you are standing up for the right thing, for the right reason. And, you know, Amy had made comments to them, too, about how she wasn't attracted to them and this and that. But they were taking it to another level.
Yeah, they took it way too far. They did.
It was really upsetting. Yeah. So, you know, and again, a drunken conversation, but I still can't believe when she talked about earlier in the episode about how she was in this like 10-year relationship with this guy and she found out he was cheating with her friends, with her cousins. It's like, what a fucking piece of shit. How do these people exist? How do people like this exist in the world? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, the town that Amy's from, I looked up, and like as of 2019, there's like 750 people in that town.
Whoa, well, that is a small town.
She's from an extremely small town. Right.
My ex-husband's from there's a population of like 3,000, and I thought that was small. But holy crap, that is a small town.
Okay, so you were like with a military guy. So what do you think of Josh being like from he's from the Marine, he says in this episode, right?
Yeah, Marines.
He's a barrel-chested freedom fighter.
Right, exactly. I am so bitter about my ex-husband and my divorce and everything that I will straight up admit, like, anytime I see a military guy, I just assume they're a douchebag. Like, I know that that is not fucking true and that I should have more respect for the military, but I'm so bitter about it that I'm just like, ugh. It's a turn off to me.
Honestly, this sounds fucking horrible because, like, I'm Canadian and I should not say anything about the American military. But it's right. So different from, like, the Canadian boys that I know that are, like, in the army and everything compared to, like, what I've seen from, like, American guys in the military. Mm-hmm. But American military guys just get such a bad rap. Like, they do, because they're typical guy that's like, I want to marry you, have all of your babies, but then they, like, cheat on you with every guy. Like, they're like Javi from Teen Mom.
Yeah, so that actually, it happens a lot. It's a joke in the military community that, like, you know, you join the military and you get a couple of things. You get a wife, a child, like, you move out of the barracks, and you get like a Mustang or a Camaro with like a 25% interest rate. So like it's a stereotypical thing because they get married. So they join the military right at 18. They get married super young because they don't want to live in the barracks with a bunch of dudes. So you get married, you get extra money because you're married. So you get BAH which is something for housing. So they'll give you money towards housing, or you can live on post, on base, for free. They give you money towards your subsidies, so towards like your light bill or your groceries. Mm-hmm. So you get TRICARE, so you get insurance, you get free insurance for your whole family. So a lot of the guys, they want to get married because they're going to get extra money from the government, and they can move off base or they can move out of the barracks, and like it's makes sense for them. And then they always get suckered into like this super high interest rate car loan. So that's like the funny thing about it. But yeah, so many of these guys get married at 18 and they're divorced by the time they're 20 and on their second or third marriage by the time they're 25. It's a stereotype. And I always say like some stereotypes exist for a reason because there's truth in it.
Yeah, somewhere. Exactly.
But if I wasn't with Ryan, I don't think I would ever date another military guy ever again, just because of what a nightmare my divorce was. I don't want to ever date again, really. Like, Ryan, like, I love him and we have a chill relationship together for the most part. And I feel that he's trustworthy, and the thought of like starting over again and just makes me want to die inside. So you guys pray for me and hope to God that I never have to date again, because I'm going to be such a bitch.
Yeah, I just think of Javi from Teen Mom when I think about
him. Oh, he's so
guys.
Gross.
Like,
yeah.
Like, on the outside, he seems like a great guy, but like if you knew who he was, like how we know who, like, mm-hmm. I feel bad if there's ever a girl like in our age range that like meets him and like falls for him that has never
doesn't
seen
know
Teen
anything
Mom.
About him.
Yeah, right. I feel so bad for that girl.
I mean, if you're gonna date a guy on national television, you should watch a couple episodes and do a Google search.
But like,
so, you know.
Imagine meeting him and having like those first like couple dates where, in my opinion, that's when you fall in love, is like the first like
he's like a decently dates. Good-looking guy. He's got a good job. He's got a cute kid. I guess he's got two kids now. Yeah, I mean, on paper, he sounds great. And then you get a relationship with him and he's constantly going back to his first baby mama and having sex with her. And I mean, didn't he have sex with Kale, like, or another girl on the couch at his house while his wife was upstairs sleeping or something?
He had sex with, like, what? He owns like a, well, he actually sold it, but he did own a CrossFit gym, like, in his.
Okay.
County or whatever. And then, yeah, it was a girl that had a membership at the gym and he like fucked her in the bathroom while he thought Lauren was like downstairs.
Why do men like this exist? I'm so pissed about it. Like, you guys, if you haven't heard my story, go listen to I Did Not Sign Up for This on Patreon, because my fucking story is insane. I swear to God, I'm going to write a book and become a millionaire one day and then he'll probably sue me. But my ex-husband, like, it was a fucking disaster. I mean, he told people this sob story. He wanted to take like a couple of weeks off to go be with his girl that he was cheating with. And so he told like his boss that he was devastated because he caught his wife cheating several times with several different men. And that he was so devastated he couldn't handle working and needed to take a couple of weeks off. Meanwhile, here I am, never having cheated or even entertained the thought of cheating. And he just wanted to take like a long vacation, hang out with his girlfriend he was cheating with. So, I mean, like, I'm so bitter about cheaters. I can't handle men like that. Like, and taking it back to Floribama Shore, what's his face seems like he'd be that type of military douche, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly think that Josh and Jeremiah had an off-camera conversation, whether it was when Josh got to the house before they mic'd him up or somewhere before. But Jeremiah obviously has had it out for Anilsa since the beginning. They both had it out for each other. And I think that Jeremiah said something to him like, she is like a desperate girl and she's gonna want to fuck you, so just fuck her and don't give her the time of day after that, because he leaves, but then remember he comes back and then that whole thing happens where he's like, oh, I changed my mind, I don't want to go on a date with you anymore. So like,
it could be that, or it could just be like asshole guys messing with.
It could be completely how he felt. And right. If that was the truth, then like, I commend him for being honest with her and just telling her how he felt rather than taking her out and sleeping with her again. And
oh, yeah.
Worse. But I do think that Jeremiah and him had that like meticulously. You know,
it's definitely possible.
Yeah.
I also think that Nielsa
they're
kind
both
of
fucking weirdos. They're both homeschool weirdos. And I think that Josh knows how to be more normal around people than Jeremiah does. I feel like Josh just has the more like, I'm a party personality type of thing. Like, you know, in this episode, we all see them at the bar and Amy's like, oh, do you eat ass? Like, as a joke. Yeah, and he's like, gross. Yeah, who doesn't eat ass? Who woo. And like, he just has that like extrovert douchebag personality.
Yeah.
Where Jeremiah's like, fuck you guys. All I care about is my gains. So, right. So, yeah, I think that they're the same person, but I think that Josh is better at pretending. He's better with people than Jeremiah.
Yeah, he's better at faking it. Yeah. And I think, honestly, that Nielsa kind of screws herself over because she is so insecure that she turns guys off. Like, if she would just be, and I know this is easier said than done, but if she would just be secure in herself, she's a beautiful girl and she's funny and she's seems like a good friend and is smart and all these things. I feel like if she would take all that and be confident in herself, she would have guys flocking to her, like falling over themselves to get to her. But She lets that insecurity get to her and eat at her, and she becomes desperate. She becomes the chaser. She becomes the desperate one. And that's what, like, turns the guy off and makes him step away from her. We've all been guilty of that. I've done that a million fucking times. I've like done it
a million times too.
I mean, and then you're like, why doesn't he like me? What's wrong with me?
It's
like
embarrassing to think about.
Screw
as
yourself
like a
over.
Grown woman, like looking back on things you've done, being like,
yes,
oh my god, like I was
that's
so
your 20s though.
Loser.
That's what you're. That's your 20s. You hit 30, and you feel even if you are, just decent looking when you're 30, you just feel like you're slow motion, like bad bitch TikTok sound playing in the background. I do. Like, I just, I feel so much better. I would never want to be 20s again. That's for sure.
Dude, like, well, I would want to be in my early 20s if I had the same knowledge.
Right. Well, that doesn't exist though. So that'd be nice.
If I had the knowledge that I have now in my 20s, would have fucking
unstoppable.
Yes.
Oh, unstoppable. You'd probably be married to some super hot billionaire.
Yeah.
And just like chilling.
For sure. I would have had my own reality show that I got to
hell
predict.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. It's absolutely wild. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that Nilsa definitely in these early seasons, she definitely has like her issues and stuff. And I mean, I start to like her as the seasons go along, so I don't like to put on her too much in these early seasons. But she is very like unlikable, like in this moment where, you know, she's at the bar and Gus goes up to her. And this is why I think it's a little calculated, because even when they're at the bar, like Gus goes up to her and he's like, why don't you go talk to Josh, like Jeremiah's brother, like he wants you. And she's like, why? And then she just goes out and she's like, you are so gorgeous. And I'm like,
oh, yeah, she said that so many times.
Like,
it's like, girl, like, don't you know? You just go, hey, and you like check them out and you just give them sexy eyes and let them tell you how gorgeous you are.
I've been like hurting so bad, done so many disgusting things with guys at bars, but I've never gone up to them and like complimented them. I'm always like, let's go buy, like, let's go do a shot together.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's what I would have done. I would have been, like, grabbed his hand and be like, let's go do a shot. Like, not, you look so good. I don't know.
Ooh,
that was so,
you
like,
look
cringe.
So good. I want you. Yeah, it's not as sexy as you think it is ever when you do stuff like that. I don't know. I feel like I hit on Ryan all the time, and I'm like, I need to just, like, stop hitting on him. Then he's gonna be like, why isn't she hitting on me? Like, yeah, it's kind of like that girl on TikTok. Do you ever see the girl that's like, here's how to text if you're toxic or something? Have you seen that girl?
No.
Oh my god, she's always doing toxic texting tips, and I am obsessed with it. I'm like, she'll say something like, oh, text a guy and be like, hey, will you send me money to get my nails done? And he'll be like, no, or whatever, and be like, why? You did last month. And then he'll be like, no, I didn't. And then she goes, and then just stop texting him. Like, I'm like, yes, girl, you probably got so many guys just falling over themselves to you. It's so funny. It's just like what's inside of you without you even being able to control it. And that's how men are.
Jesus fucking Christ. I feel like I am so excited to come to Denver. I feel like,
oh my god, I can't wait.
No, honestly, you have no idea how excited I am that I found like direct flights from Buffalo. Because girl, I've been looking at flights for like a long time, and everything has like, dude, I saw a flight from Toronto, and there was like a stopover in Vancouver, and then a stopover in like Dallas, Texas, and then to Denver. And I'm like,
and by the end of the day, you've been like flying for 8 hours,
like,
or in airports for 8 hours.
A little out of the way.
That
seems like not that I know where like anything is on the map, but that seems like a little out of the way. I'm like,
a little bit much, yeah.
I'm like, I feel like I just need one stop, like, put me on a flight. When I land, I hope Julie's standing there waiting for me, and we're good.
Right? I'll be there holding a sign that says, like, welcome home from prison.
Imagine.
Oh, something fun like that. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
So
if you're
definitely need
down,
to
I'm
happen.
fucking down. Now that I've owned a direct flight,
we'll plan something.
I'm
I'll
dead
look up
ass,
stuff that's
girl.
going on in
And I'm making
Redbox.
you come to a football game with me.
I will. I totally will. I'm not into sports, but I think it's so different when
No,
you're there in person.
football is so tailgating, and football is
Oh yeah.
the best
Tailgating
party
I'm
you
down
will
for.
ever go to in your life, with the
Yeah.
hottest guys you'll ever see in your life too.
Well, obviously. Yeah. Gotta do that. Yeah.
Okay, so is there anything else you want to comment on in this episode?
I don't think
I
so. I
mean,
just I love the cast. I want to be friends with them. I saw a different side of Jeremiah that I liked. And I just love this show. I think that people are really missing out if they haven't been watching this show.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so the episode just kind of ends with the whole Jeremiah versus Kirk and Cody situation. Kirk and Cody are still very much like, no, fuck her. She's saying that she would never have sex with us.
Right.
And Jeremiah's like, you guys don't
This
have
is
to be like
unnecessary.
that. And
Yeah.
yeah, that's kind of just how the episode ends. And
The
great
preview for the
episode.
next episode looked really good too.
Oh my God, I can't fucking wait when Nilsa's friend cries because Gus and Jeremiah both want her.
Oh, it's
You
so
poor baby, you have two
hard.
hot ass guys fighting over you. Let's cry about it. But
Oh.
that girl though, her friend, she has like my dream body.
Oh, I don't remember. I'd have to look it up.
The girl that
But
they're fighting over, she's got like really small, like just toned ass arms, and then she's got like a nice ass and like big
why
like
fight over
quads, like
anybody?
big
You're in
toned.
Florida in the summer. There's a bajillion hot chicks walking around. Why even bother fighting over anyone?
I know.
It's
But they
crazy.
weren't even fighting over it. It wasn't even like
Well,
that. They were just, yeah, it was just like a
I mean,
stupid.
like, let her choose. Here's a great idea.
Yeah, and then this, that's why, like, I'm like, this bitch has issues because she ends up like crying and being like, I don't like it. And I'm like, oh, your life is so bad that you have two hot guys fighting over you. Like, relax.
Boo-hoo, poor thing. So relatable. We feel so bad for you.
It's
I've
like
never
the
had that problem.
equivalent of having like a Pauly D and Vinny fighting over you.
Yeah. I mean, I'd take Pauly D because he's rich, but
Yeah, but you
you
know what I
know.
mean? It's like
Yeah.
whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Julie, tell everyone where they can find you.
All right. You guys can find me. My podcast is Resting Bitch Face, and on Instagram, it's at Resting Bitch Pod. I just did a thrilling 23-minute solo episode the other day, so make sure you check that one out. My first solo episode. Hopefully it's not awful, but you know, check me out. And Justine's always on my show too, so you can always get more content that way. That's it.
Yes.
That's where I
Perfect. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes.
Me and Julie like to have a good time, so
Hell yeah, we
hell
do.
yeah. And I guess that's it.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.